Facebook released three mobile apps this week for Windows 10. The Facebook app and the Facebook Messenger app are available on Windows 10 for PCs and tablets. And the Instagram app is available on Windows 10 Mobile. And these apps replace whatever apps were there before. They're kind of interesting because they're not actually universal Windows platform apps. They're whatever, I can't remember the name of it, but whatever Facebook's cross-platform technology is for moving their apps around to different platforms, it's based on that technology. I would say on the Windows PC side, Facebook is not super, super different.
I love it that they have a standalone app. They don't have that yet on the Mac. You have to go to m.me. Yeah. So right. This is it's good to have a standalone app.
It's good that it's there, yeah. And Facebook Messenger, I believe that's a first on Windows, so that's neat. Yeah, that's on the phone side, we've had Facebook Messenger for a while. I assume the existing Messenger app is, you know, just whatever it was.
Right.
And then Instagram used to be basically Instagram beta for Windows Phone. Now it's the full-blown Instagram for Windows 10 Mobile. So that's cool.
That's great.
You know what's weird about these, though? I asked Microsoft point blank, are these UWP apps? And they said yes.
They said yes.
But then they said, but you should ask Facebook. And I asked Facebook, and they were completely evasive. Like, just didn't even answer the question.
So it is. Somebody on, they don't want you to know.
I don't. So to be a universal, I mean, it's kind of a gray thing, right? I mean, I don't use them enough to know if they take advantage of all these kinds of features. But I would say they do offer lifestyle support. They work with notifications. I mean, they exhibit behavior that I would associate with a universal Windows platform app. That said, you don't have to be a universal Windows platform app to use those features necessarily. So I don't know. My understanding is that they are not true.
They're Osmeta, right? Osmeta.
Yeah, Osmeta. That's the term. Yeah. I don't know. To the average user, it doesn't matter. I mean, Mary Jo and I had discussed when this first happened because it was one of those fog of war things. You know, Microsoft announced this and they said we are releasing, and there's been a little bit of weird history with the Facebook apps on Windows Phone in particular, where it was Microsoft who didn't first develop them, but first developed the original Facebook app, but they bought the code from whatever company did and then maintained it for a while. And so the thought in the beginning was, well, maybe Microsoft did this. In which case, why wouldn't they be talking about the fact that it was universal Windows platform app? But actually, Facebook later came out with their own announcement, and they said, you know, we made these things. And you know what? I don't think most people care. These are the official apps. I think really the only weirdism is that they're just not universally available across the platform. Why wouldn't all three of these apps be available on PCs as well as mobile? So maybe that happens over time.